Well, I think the one thing we should know here is that this was a genuine close call, even though the airplane stopped with some distance between them, and even though the one on takeoff, JetBlue, had only accelerated to about 34 knots. We were down to the point here that the system worked. The controllers stopped the airplanes, the pilots stopped the airplanes, but there was no margin left, and this is too close to go. As a matter of fact, the airplanes were separated by only about two airplane lengths when they finally came to a stop.
I was listening to the urgency in the air traffic controller's voice there. It's a very short soundbite. Stop, stop, stop. I'm just wondering if this works into what we've been seeing for a couple of years now. The veterans have all retired, John, and we have newer people on the job. Is this really what this is all about in many cases?
In some cases, it may be a factor. That remains to be seen. But in most cases, it comes down to just one thing. Our air traffic controllers, whether they're in windowless rooms or whether they're in the tower, ground control position, whatever, are expected to be 100% perfect 100% of the time. And the problem is that they're all human beings, and humans cannot be perfect. That's just simply the fact of it. So we have backup systems, but when the backup systems fail, that's when we're into unknown territory. Fortunately, the backup systems here work. The cooperation between the pilots, the air traffic controller, and her very urgent and clear instruction to stop, which, by the way, you don't hear that tone of voice very often in air traffic control. So this one is going to take some study, but by the same token, we're dealing with human error, and that is not a matter of negligence. In most cases, it's usually a matter of simply saturation.
May I pan out, broaden it a little bit to why we've seen this so often? Again, not always with planes that are on the ground, but some that have almost come into contact in the air as they take off and land. What is the bigger picture and the bigger problem?
Well, I think there's several things at work here. Certainly, the fact is we don't have enough air traffic controllers, and you can't just go out and get them overnight. It takes years to train them. Secondly, we have 93,000 to 94,000 flights a day in the United States that are commercial flights, and a lot of other traffic, including military and civilian on top of that. So we have a tremendous amount of air traffic going on, and most of them in larger airports are under the control of air traffic controllers who probably could use an extra position in many cases.
Interesting. What are solutions to this?
The solutions long-term are to ramp up the number of air traffic controllers and the training and keep that pipeline going at a higher level than it has been in the past. And secondly, to continue to look for ways that equipment can help us, because there has been a tremendous improvement in the ability to track airplanes on the ground electronically and things of that nature. So we've got to work on several different fronts. But first, last, and always, we're dealing with human beings. And we've got to understand that the way to handle human error is to build a system that can absorb the errors that we cannot stop.
Between what's happening with Boeing right now and those concerns and the air traffic controller issues, are you at all afraid to fly? Do you think twice about it before getting on a plane?
No, I don't, and never have, and that's an honest answer. It's not just the fact that I've lived in the air for most of my career. It's also the fact that I know that you are safer in the air, in a commercial airliner especially, than you are trying to get to the airport. As a matter of fact, by many orders of magnitude.